Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? It's your host, MJ, of the MJ Live Show, and we'll be chilling with me for about 27 minutes. I am live and on the air, and I am covering all things that has something to do with major events going on tonight. I didn't come on Friday because I actually was a little shocked by the events that's going on in the world right now, so I really just wanted to take my time to absorb all actions before I came through and spoke about anything that was going on. I really just wanted to be accurate. I wanted to be accurate with my facts. Shout out to Kansas City, Missouri, and everybody that's listening and tuned in right now. All around the world, my MJ Law fans, my loyal fans. All my loyal listeners, what's up, y'all? Hey, I wanted to see if anybody wanted to hang out with me tonight. Call me, 1-516-531-9345. Again, 516-531-9345, people. Give me a call. Right now, I am actually tuned in to my local news stations, which is Channel 5. And I am just taking a look at events that's going on. They are protesting. Well, they were having a peaceful protest. What's up, y'all? This is Miss Mary Jane, and just calling it, you know, trying to figure out my technical difficulties that I have going on with my show. As usual, Blog Talk Radio, thank you very much. I think actually that they might be hating on me a little bit because there's this weird stuff going on surrounding the case of George Floyd. It really is. But call me, and I'll get you in. 516-531-9345 and 516-531-9345. Yes, George Floyd was from Minneapolis, and I don't know, it just seems as this got a little crazy with the protests and everything like that, but he was held down. He was literally held down for like 7 to 9 minutes by a police officer with his knee on his neck. And mind you, men's bones are harder than women's. So I can just imagine how that knee felt in the back of the neck. So we literally seen him expire on tape, on Facebook Live, or wherever you've seen the crime happen. And it caused a national outrage. It really did. It caused a national outrage. And now you have protests sparked all across the country. It's pretty crazy. All I know is that I'm not really mad at the protesters. And, you know, for years they've been, you know, protesting police violence. You know, numerous generations they've been protesting police violence. And it doesn't seem to change. I don't know whether they need to screen these police officers or whether they need to figure out a better way of having the police police the community. Because it's not working. Like, this is going on right here. It's not really working. But this happened on May 25th. He actually died in Powderhorn, which is a neighborhood south of downtown Minneapolis. Let's see. The officer's name was Derek Chauvin. He was a white Minneapolis police officer. They said approximately he kept his knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, 2 minutes, and 53 seconds of which occurred after Floyd became unresponsive, meaning he still kept his knee on his neck, 2 minutes after he was unresponsive. According to a criminal complaint filed against Chauvin, which he's no stranger to criminal complaints. He's had criminal complaints filed against him before. He was actually involved in some kind of pursuit where two people died running from them, him and his partner. So now we question everything that comes along with this officer, what he has, you know, the things that he's done. Like, you have to question everything now. Like, were you responsible for those two people that died in the wreck when they were running from you? Also, there were three other officers. One officer, Tao, J. Alexander Queen, and Thomas K. Lane participated in Floyd's arrest, with Queen holding Floyd's back, Lane holding his legs, and Tao looking on as he stood nearby. Now, mind you, Tao looked it kind of crazy. Like, when dude was on his neck, he looking like, I don't know if this is right. But then he just turned around like, oh, well, I'm not going to say nothing. You know, it's a normal day in a line of police work or whatever. But he should have said something. He should have, you know, tapped him on the shoulder like, hey, bro, let up a little bit. You're killing him. Because what did he think was going to happen with his knee being in his neck? The incident was recorded on a smartphone and several bystanders, and later it circulated on social media, right, to what happened, to where everybody in the world seen it, right? He was originally arrested for attempting to use a counterfeit $20 bill in a deli, and employees suspected it was counterfeit, so the police physically, he was arrested, Floyd. They said he physically resisted, which I didn't really see that on the tape. I seen, you know, him kind of hustle and bustle like, hey, what are y'all doing, bro? You know, which anybody's going to do if the cops rap on you, you're going to be like, what's the problem, you know? But it seems to be that even if you ask that nowadays, you can get beat up by the cops. If you say, hey, what's the problem? You're getting beat up. You know, I guess the best thing to do would just be to, you know, try to comply. But the thing is, if complying doesn't even work, then what do you do? All right. Floyd, as he was down on the ground, as he was being videotaped, he kept saying, I can't breathe. Don't kill me. Mama. And I can't breathe actually is a familiar phrase which was coined by the protesters who heard Eric Garner scream that he could not breathe. As Eric Garner, I want to say it was in New Jersey, was choked out by a police officer. Demonstrations and protests in Minneapolis and St. Paul area, they were initially peaceful on May 26th, but later that day became violent as windows were smashed at the police precinct. Two stores were set on fire, and many stores were looted and damaged. Some demonstrators skirmished with police who fired tear gas and rubber bullets, and additional protests developed in 100 cities throughout the United States internationally, including my city, Kansas City, Missouri. Now, the medical examiner, they did an autopsy and found no indication that Floyd died of strangulation, which is a motherfucking lie, and traumatic asphyxia. They said it was the combined effects of being restrained, underlying health conditions, including coronary artery disease, hypertensive heart disease, and potential intoxicants in his system, likely contributed to his death, which is bullshit. Attorney for Floyd's family announced that they have requested an independent autopsy. Right, because, you know, what type of things have we come to where we can't even trust the medical report? Like, that's really sad. The corruption runs deep. And I think the people are tired of it. You know what I'm saying? The people are tired of the corruption. They're tired of not getting no answers. They're tired of just saying, you know, being told, shut up and sit down. Shut up and you know, say nothing. We choked this man out on tape, but you ain't got nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? So mind you that the coronavirus is happening. We're supposed to be social distancing. And I have not seen any social distancing with the rioters, but I'm not shading them. I'm just saying that they don't give a care. They've had people locked down in the house. You know, they've had them locked down in the house. You closed down out of businesses. America's literally fell off. Can you believe that I'm saying that, y'all? You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, tripping from the old MJ Live shows that I used to do to where we are now. I can't believe that half of America has lost their jobs and heck of businesses have closed down. They are not coming back. They can't even afford to come back if they wanted to. So mind you, all of a sudden, everybody, we have nothing to do. We're sitting in the house, you know what I'm saying, waiting for our jobs to call us back, waiting for, you know, they didn't cancel school. They didn't cancel the NBA. They didn't cancel NFL, all because of the coronavirus, right? And you see everyone's just sitting in the house. And, you know, on social media or, you know, on their computers or on their phones, and you see, you come across this murder of this man. So, you know, emotions are running high and people are fed up. And it just seemed like the police is not going to change. They're not going to change. But I'm just, you know, like I have an uncle who's a police officer and he's one of the coolest people I ever met. He's honestly an honest guy. And, you know, I don't want to say too much about him. I just know that he's not a bad person. So I would like to say that all cops ain't bad, but I can't really say that 100% all cops ain't bad. I only met like a couple of them that was cool. I think they really need to have a different screening process when it comes to hiring people. By the way, my chat is open. If you want to come in and drop your link. What's up, y'all? Give me a call. Let me repeat my number. 516-531-9345. If you want to give me a call, if you want to weigh in, because I would like to hear people's opinions on what's going on. If you want to, you know, do a peaceful protest online, then you can. You know, I will give you the floor. Let me know what you want to say. 516-531-9354. Oh, I wanted to put y'all onto a dope stream, right? Right now, there's live feed going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hold on. Let me get down here and get this for you. It is Reg Incognito, but you spell it like this. REGGINKAGNEDO. Reg Incognito. He actually covered the Nipsey Hussle memorials. He's been across country. He just travels and he streams. And he does a very good job at it, by the way. So right now he has a live stream going up and it's called Resisting Curfew. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Here, I'm going to give you a little bit of it so you can hear it. So you can check it out. Check it out. Okay, right now they seem to be, you know, taking a break a little bit, but they are sitting down. They are actually tonight at the memorial of George Floyd.
Hold on, Chad. Let's play a game.
Hold on.
Let's play a game. Look.
Okay. They're at the memorial of George Floyd right now. So it seems to be pretty chill, but anywhere else, there's not. Now, with KCTV5, I'm watching KCTV5. I'm sorry, I just looked up. And the cops are hitting their batons against the shield. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a war cry for the cops. I don't know. It's pretty strange because it doesn't seem like people, you know, and they're not trying to keep the peace. I mean, well, I guess they are, but, you know, it's almost like an intimidating type thing, kind of intimidate people. I don't know. I know that it's going down. It really is. And I don't know where this is leading to. But people are discussing. This seems to be like certain things, you know, bricks being laid out on corners. And they seem like they said it's pretty suspicious. because they're wondering. They said people from the cities are protesting peacefully, but then there are people coming from out of town who are inciting violence and instigating the police and stuff like that. So I'm going to see if I can find the clip from the original night when everyone was kind of, you know, protesting in Minneapolis. It got real, real. I mean, it really did. And I sat up and I watched it all night, Reg Incognito's feed. And it really gave me a boot to the ground look on what's going on in Minneapolis right now. They were partying, and then they were uniting, and then there was angry people. Buildings were on fire. They actually set a fire to the police precinct in Minneapolis. But actually, the police chief came forward today, and he was speaking on CNN, and he gave condolences to the Floyd family and actually told them that he did his part by firing the police officers. So he is waiting on a higher department than himself to basically do something about, like, charges being filed or something like that. Because first the dude, he just got fired. He wasn't arrested or anything like that. And now he's arrested, supposedly. And here, I'm going to give you a little clip. I'm trying to find a good clip of someone giving a reason why they were protesting. I think I found it. So let me, oh no, I want to go away from it. Yeah, they were giving a good reason why they were out protesting personally, which it made a lot of sense, you know. And some of it, you know, people were just very angry. But here, check it out. It's a little clip of someone speaking on why they are upset.
Because clearly you will understand. Because when I get pulled over, I get harassed. Motherfuckers call me by my last name. They don't know me. I don't give a fuck if I'm black or white, whatever. They really, bro, I've been caught up. I'm young as hell. That's the reason why I'm out here. And that's the reason why all these young people is out here. Because they understand how that pain feels. Like, there's no BS around it. Motherfuckers out here trying to just say, like, oh, that's vandalism and shit. We vandalize shit so they hear us. Motherfuckers across the USA understand that Minnesota's on the map, bitch, because, bro, we put our foot down. After the shit that just happened, bro, there's more, I feel like there's more black people, African Americans, in Minnesota more than white. We all know how the pain is. You get pulled over, bro, it doesn't even matter, bro. You could be over here not smoking a damn thing in your car, and they'll still pull you over and be like, oh, I smell weed. And you know, a K-9 comes over, they're going to snip it out. It's just a simple fact because I'm in that environment. Like, I know how that shit goes. At the end of the day, it's the reason why this shit going down right now is because people have to understand that this shit is real. All these people that's over here trying to say, oh, you're burning down the city. We have to burn down the city. It's just because we are really with this shit, and we're done with this shit. Everyone that's out here, bro, we have all types of races out here. Like, real shit, all types. White, Asian, Mexican, Native, all that shit. They're all out here because they understand how it is in Minnesota. I don't know about HBO and all the other things that's riding, but, like, down here, we know when we get pulled over and when we get bumped shit, we know that cops is over here trying to make a name for themselves. They see a black person, they see a white person pull them over. I've been white people. Bro, I'm a young-ass nigga. Like, honestly, I went to high school with a bunch of motherfucking jocks that play hockey, all that shit. I'd be with them in the passenger seat, back seat. I get pulled over, cops don't ask for anyone else in the car. We get pulled over all black males in the car. They ask everyone for the ID. It goes to a little shit with a warrant. Of course the motherfucker gets scared. They want to go to jail. Why the fuck we get pulled over? They see a car full of black men. They're pulling us over because they think that, what, we're selling drugs, we're selling guns, whatever. It's honestly real. Y'all sitting here trying to say, like, oh, there's not enough evidence. What? I'm a black man living with a statistic. I'm not murdered because I'm not that type of man. But I've been charged with shit, and motherfuckers just cracked me to the stream. And I didn't go to, bro, I sat in jail for months just to bail out. And when I got out and I got my discovery, I asked my lawyer, what is the prosecutor thinking? Oh, you don't have much for probable cause. What? Probable cause? I read this fucking complaint. There's not shit in there. We got enough probable cause for this man killing my man, George Floyd. That's real. There's enough probable cause for George Floyd to have a man arrested for first-degree murder. That's real stuff. If I kill George Floyd with my bare hands, I'm first-degree murder in Hennepin County. That's real shit. And I'm going to end it at that. But, like, honestly, I don't got to say no more with it because I, like, it frustrates me, bro. Like, because I'm everything. I'm black, white, and Mexican. I'm with it all. I, like, I have my baby mom, my wife. She has my first kid. I'm trying to tell the reason why I'm out here is because of bro. That could be me. I just had the last four encounters with police just not that long ago. I'm surrounded by police because of disorderly conduct. They're assuming I'm disorderly conduct because I'm speaking my mind. And I'm sitting there spitting past them like, okay, cool. Print out the statute there because, I sat in their cell for 4 months. I read my law very. I know my rights from the back of my hand. It's a simple law. Like, cops don't understand that. Cops go through all this training shit, but they don't know the law like how I know. I feel like, and other people that know, they're going to speak the truth to them.
You listening to the MJ Law Show.
I tell their ass, like, what the fuck? You give me a disorderly conduct of harassment against your BM, a disorderly conduct of whatever? Print out that motherfucking statute. Whatever street you want to fucking be on. They want to print that shit out, cool. They print out me, and guess what? That shit still don't say that you can't be 150 feet from whoever's house. Print that shit out. You want to sit here and try to...
That's what's up. And that's what, you know, their gripe is. I think they're going through it with the police down there. It's been tension. So much to cover. I'm going to try to come back here tonight. If I don't, please tune in to the next show of MJ Live. I don't know if they're going to actually cut my feed because it seems like everyone is being jammed and whatnot. Let me see. I want to see if I could play that sample again for you all because I just don't know how I'm coming in as far as sound. Hold on. I think I have another sample. Check it out. MJ Law people, covering the Minneapolis, Minnesota riots. Courtesy of the Law Feed of Reg Incognito. Shout out to Reg. Stay safe down there, bro. MJ Law people, getting a couple of sound bites from the people who are actually rioting, actually boost the ground. Shout out to Kansas City for their participation in the protests. Stay strong and be safe out there, y'all. But don't turn on up. Don't turn on up. Because we, hold on, 1 second.
Fucking time to bring that bitch down to the fucking floor, fucking talking around, bitch. Period. Now go throw Popeyes over there. Right there, right here.
Where the
Popeyes at, bitch? It's time, like Barbie.
Oh.
Anyway, though. We're
going to have. These are some of the young people who are protesting. You know, you have our kind, literally. I'm trying to find some valid points.
We doing this shit for y'all ass is corrupt in here, and we gonna be as corrupt as you motherfuckers. If we have to burn our whole city down to rise again, we gonna do it again.
All this shit is in the Bible, they're telling us.
If we gotta burn this bitch down, if we gotta burn this bitch down so motherfuckers won't touch my brothers, my sisters, my cousins, my uncles, we have burned that bitch down 5 times, 8 times. What are you talking about? Y'all motherfuckers is wrong. All four of y'all motherfuckers is wrong. And y'all know it. And y'all know it. And we didn't realize. Where the Israelites? Us black people, the Israelites.
We're the Jews. We're the Jews. We were changed the places where all this shit was going to rise again. We're going to take our kingdom back.
Let's show them. We're going to show them how we get down, how busy we get.
There you have it. There you have it. Okay. what's up, Kansas State? You're a journalist. I'm a pro-plane journalist. You feel me? Look, I'm out here journalism this shit. Just like recording
on. I want to remember China Dollar Tree on Facebook, man. Roman Dior, R-O-M-A-N, favorite guy on R. I'm fucking with you on R. Roman Dior, Roman Dior.
MJ Live Show, people. So yeah, right now I'm actually trying to keep up with everything. Channel 5 is actually covering the protest. I was watching 41, but Channel 5 actually they always are closer, it seems, to the action. So I turned there. I don't know what to say. I just know that rest in peace, George Floyd. My condolences to his family. This is a sad situation, so sad. I feel sorry for his children. He had children. His mother passed away a couple years back. It's just a sad situation all around. And the violence against the people does have to stop. And, you know, it's never going to change. This is never going to change until the government and everybody gets it together, you know. But I'm going to wrap it up, y'all. I'm going to give y'all this sound bite again. And hopefully you can hear it. This is just in case you didn't hear it last time. This is from Minneapolis, Minnesota, on fire. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Hashtag Mama, I can't breathe. From the live feed of Reg Incognito.
Are there any fucking motherfucking cop, bro? You see all across the USA, everyone is turning up because they understand, like, bro, it doesn't matter. I'm half, like, halfway, bro. My mom's trying to hop on my ass trying to say some shit. And I literally told her, I was like, Mom, you do not have the same police encounter that I have, Mom. Because clearly you will understand. Because when I get pulled over, I get harassed. Motherfuckers call me by my last name. They don't know me. I don't give a fuck if I'm black or white, whatever. They really, bro, I've been caught in this shit. I'm young as hell. That's the reason why I'm out here, and that's the reason why all these young people is out here, because they understand how that pain feels. Like, there's no BS around it. Motherfuckers out here trying to just say, like, oh, there's vandalism shit. We vandalism shit so they hear us. Motherfuckers across the USA understand that Minnesota is on the map because, bro, we put our foot down. After the shit that just happened, bro, there's more. I feel like there's more black people, African Americans in Minnesota more than white. We all know how the pain is. You get pulled over, bro. It doesn't even matter, bro. You can be over here not smoking a damn thing in your car, and they'll slip you over and be like, oh, I smell weed. And you know, it cannot come over. They're going to sniff it out. It's just a simple fact because I've been in that environment. Like, I know how that shit goes. At the end of the day, it's the reason why this shit going down route is because people have to understand that this shit is real. All these people that's over here trying to say, oh, you're burning down the city. We have to burn down the city. It's just because we are really with the shit, and we're done with the shit. Everyone that's out here, bro, we have all types of races out here. Like, real shit. All types of white, Asian, Mexican, NATO, all that shit. They're all out here because they understand how it is in Minnesota. I don't know about ATL and all the other things I've written, but, like, down here, we know when we get pulled over, when we get bumped with shit, we know that cops is over here trying to make a name for themselves. They see a black person, bro. They see a white person pulled over, bro. I've been white. Bro, I'm a young-ass nigga. Like, honestly, I went to high school with a bunch of motherfucking jacks that play hockey, all that shit. I'd be with them in the passenger seat, back seat. I get pulled over, bro. I don't ask for anyone else for the ID. It goes to the little shit when it warrants. Motherfucker, of course the motherfuckers care. They don't want to go to jail. Why the fuck we get pulled over? They see a car full of black men. They're pulling us over because they think that, what, we're selling drugs, we're selling guns, whatever. It's honestly real. Y'all sitting here trying to say, like, oh, there's not enough evidence.
MJ Law, people.
I'm a black man living with a statistic. I guess I'm not hurting because I'm not that type of man. But I've been charged with shit. Motherfuckers just charged me to the stream. And I didn't go to the, bro, I sat in jail for months just to bail out. And when I got out, I got my discovery, I asked my lawyer, what is the prosecutor thinking? Oh, you don't have much probable cause. What? Probable cause? I read this fucking complaint. There's not shit in there. We got no probable cause for that killing my name, George Floyd. That's real shit. There's no probable cause for George Floyd to have a man arrested for first degree murder. That's real stuff. If I kill George Floyd with my bare hands, I'm first degree murder, head of the county. That's real shit. And I'm gonna end it at that. Like, honestly, I don't gotta say no more with it because I, like, it frustrates me, bro. Like, cause I'm everything. I'm black, white, Mexican. With it all. I have my woman, my first baby mom, my wife, she has our first kid, and I'm not telling you, the reason why I'm out here is because of, bro, that can be. I just had the last four encounters with police just not that long ago. I'm surrounded by police because it's just so conduct.
MJ, a lot of people, I don't know if y'all getting that. Hopefully I'm still on the air. I gave you all a chance to call in. 516-531-9345. All right. So I'll try to bring you more facts as they unravel in this case. We are still waiting on a conviction. Well, there's been a conviction of third-degree manslaughter, but other cops haven't been arrested. He actually fled. The cops fled from, what was it? He was in Minneapolis, then he fled to Georgia, and then he fled to Florida. So, yeah, he's on the run. Hashtag Tekashi 6ix9ine. He is on the run. No Beyonce, no Jay-Z. All right. So I'm going to let y'all know how it's cracking, and I'll try to, come back and give you the scoop. But write down this number. 516-531-9345. MJ Live, people. Joining you on Sunday night. I was supposed to broadcast Friday, but hey, it went down in the world. It went down in the world. So, okay. I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for joining me. Hopefully, I covered a little bit of the facts. Shout out to Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Protesting on the scene right now. Mayor Quentin Lucas, he tried to keep everything calm, but people are pissed. Okay? They're pissed. And it's not going to shut down anytime soon until we see those other three cops arrested with proper conviction. Now, I'm not condoning any businesses being broke into and nothing like that. I feel for the business owners. I promise I do. Because I literally seen a business owner cry on the air on the Reg Incognito's feed. He literally was crying, begging people not to break into his store. But, you know, you have some people on the scene who just, you know, they don't care about what's going on with George Floyd and the protests. They just there to, you know, loot. But I've never heard any of the news say that this is because of those officers. They keep blaming the rioters and they keep blaming the looters. Well, guess what kicked it off? The unlawfulness of a police officer who y'all not even acknowledging this literally set the world on fire with his racism or whatever was the motive of why he choked George Floyd out with his knee. I could say more, but I'm going to end it at that. Tune into KCTV 5 News if you're in Kansas City, Missouri, for live feed on the protests. And also tune in to Reg Incognito on YouTube. And also tune into the MJ Law Show, the infamous MJ Law Show. I'm off the air, people. No justice, no peace. Fuck the cooker police.